that I want to share with this room. I have gone to every modern investiture of since I graduated and started with the Corps in 2000. And there's only one investiture speech that I can recall the content of, and that was your investiture speech. And your wife, who is here in the room, Jackie, had gotten you a book of former Supreme Court justices from, what year was it? It was old.
It was an old book. It was a reprint of like a 1920 book that covered, it was like biographies of every justice that served on the court in the first 90 years of the court.
Right. And your whole speech basically was reading this book reminded you that one day you will be an entry in a history book, and people will not remember your name. And it was just the most humble way to start your public service. And that's how I now know you better. And that's how I think of you is that investiture speech. So,
well, thank you.
Yes, it is truly.
Yes. Comptroller Rylander has already left. Is she? Oh, good. Okay. Because I did want to say, I mean, obviously winning, receiving any award is an honor. And when the dean called and said they had selected me to receive the first Dean Keaton Award, I mean, that's like a huge honor. I mean, how can you? And I didn't go to UT Law School. I went out of state for law school. But I knew Dean Keaton, and I didn't know him personally, but I mean, it's what a giant. But I didn't know that the Honorable Carol Keaton was going to be here today to present it. So that just really put the icing on the cake. Thank you for coming. Thank you.